Friends with differences.
All right, welcome back to the Friends with Differences podcast. Big Mike G. Thank you so much for coming on. Really an awesome conversation. I had a lot of fun today. So, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I don't know, what were some of the favorite topics that we talked about from your perspective?
I like the ginger perspective.
Yeah. We're quite different.
Gender, not gender. You know, ginger is, y'all with us now. But that ginger perspective. You know, everybody's out here doing their own thing, so
yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, that was great. I got to touch on both of our comedy careers and what's happening. Yeah, we discussed just general controversy and
discussed everything. We went from A to Z.
Yeah, we got some Illuminati in there. So, stay tuned for some conspiracy theories.
I can't wait to see your comments coming.
Me too. Yeah, flood the comments,
everybody. Flood the comments, man. Let them know. Let them know if y'all actually could see me, too, sitting on this couch, man.
Yeah, my floating head.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. Can y'all see me moving? Because my head looked black along with this curtain, so.
They're like, why is there a floating head and why is there not a head?
I brush my teeth, though, so you know they white.
Oh, yeah.
You can see them. I keep them bad boys sparkling.
Well, thank you again for coming on.
Big shout out to you. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
Enjoy the episode. Peace.
Baby, I'm here, man. It's a lot going on.
I'm excited to see it. I feel like it's overdue. Yeah, we were supposed to be on a show yesterday together.
Yesterday, right.
And it did not pop.
No, it didn't.
That was depressing for me.
Me but too. I was looking forward, dude. I was looking forward. Anytime working with comedians, I'm always looking forward. I hate getting that last minute, text.
Yeah.
Not a call. Hey, Big Mike G, tomorrow we got something special going on, so why didn't you just tell me a week ago?
Right, but, dude, I'm punctual. I don't like making plans and then changing them.
No.
And I did the slight night on Saturday night. Shout out to Maya, the last guest.
Little Maya in the building. I seen that.
I couldn't believe I lost. Kevin said undisputed. Kevin, I'm going to have some disputes.
How did she take everybody down, man?
Dude, I don't know.
She's awesome like that. Big shout out to Maya. Great. She's awesome like that.
She crushed it. She did. Yeah. No shade at Maya or anything, for sure. She crushed it.
I
was just disappointed in myself.
What happened? You weren't ready?
Dude, no. I think I had solid jokes. I had a lot of laughs. I felt good about it. I think I felt like I had the crowd, but...
Hey, you said I thought I had the crowd.
What are you going to do, man? She came out on top, so...
She came out swinging. She throwing uppercuts.
I mean, they're pretty... Her best joke, for sure, was she had a printout of... the thumb people from Spy Kids, and so I look like the thumb people, which is hilarious. And
the thumb people.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely something I've heard before, too.
Right, right.
And she had the headshot of me in red, and the thumbs wear red, so it was perfect.
She did her homework then, didn't she?
Yeah, for sure. She was like watching old streams I had and stuff too. Shut up, Maya. Yeah.
She came ready. That's how you do it. Yeah. That's how you do it, Maya. Make sure I flex on him.
Yeah, she got the belt. I'm sure she's going to be flexing it around.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so I flubbed that on Saturday night, and then Sunday the show was canceled. So I was just copping L's this weekend. Oh, fucking feeling good.
Hey, but you bounced back. Yeah. You bounced back. Look, yeah, we bounced back. Hey, I took an L last night, but today I bounced back. Back up in this piece.
We're making it happen still.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to the show. I have not made it out to a Kickback Sunday show yet. How are those going for you?
The Kickbacks are smooth. They're real smooth. I tell everybody, hey, just come and be a pop-up artist. When it's, you know, if there's a show, you see it. And if you're a pop-up artist, you just got to tell the guy. I tell the bouncer all the time, because there's a big bouncer there. Big shout out to Izzy. Izzy in the building, be at the door. And I say, I let Izzy know. I say, Izzy, if there's some pop-up artists, just let them in. And what happens is, they're usually unscheduled performers. Yes. So they come and are like, oh, okay, you want to get on? So they're really more or less the openers, pop-up performers. So like you,
if you got an open mic before,
yeah, it's scheduled artists, live band. Big shout out to the Vibe Band. They play live music, sing live.
Oh, so they're every show.
Every show.
Hell yeah.
Every show. Every Sunday they're live. That's them. The Vibe Band. Big shout out to the Vibe Band. And then they reached out to me and was like, hey Mike, you know, we want to add some poetry, we want to add some singing, we want to add a little something to the live band to give them a break, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. There needs to be some intermission.
Yeah, because they do it from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
So they hollered at me, and I was like, okay, so then we just, but they do a lot of private parties and shows too.
Okay.
And most of them be on Sundays, and we just caught the one that was on a Sunday, so. But if you want to do a pop-up, just come, you know, and basically I'll be like, okay, the show about to start at 7. So you want to get there like about 6:30 for sure. Get there about 6:30. Show start at 7. You'll go on and do a 5-minute set, whether you sing, do poetry, or do comedy.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, this is the first. I mean, I'm happy I know about it now. Maybe it's better that I come on some other time so I can like corral more comics, because like, dude, that sounds awesome. And I know people are always looking for time, especially Sunday nights.
Yeah,
crowd. That's a
real crowd. It's live. And there's no whole bar, so it's not like I'm saying, hey, you can't say this, you can't say that. That's not the case. Yeah. This isn't my show. I'm just basically a casting director.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, and I'm sitting on the casting couch right now. Yeah. I'm casting y'all right now. Got y'all. Come on in. Come too.
Real man. Yeah, it reminds me of what, you know, Zach DeZuba?
Yeah.
He got going on?
Yeah. I've seen that. Zach be reaching out too, man. Big shout out to Zach.
Yeah.
Zach's a cool cat. I remember when I was doing at the Can-Can about 3 years ago. Zach used to come all the time. He used to represent, you know. He was one of the first cats, actually, that brought his guitar and, you know, was doing music and stuff. Yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah, big shout out to Zach. And I like what he's doing, man. I like that. And I was looking at some of the videos and stuff. Nice camera, too, that you got over there, man. It's like, oh, okay, look at that camera. I don't know what you got over there, man, but you spend a little money.
Yeah, he's
a little money. Call you Money Zach now.
Well, he's extremely entertaining, and like pulling it off, like the business angle he's taken is quite genius. Damn, I don't know what I just got in my eye, goddamn. But he partnered with a camera studio.
Oh.
So he runs ads for them and gets to use their equipment and stuff.
That's dope.
Yeah, he got it figured out.
That's a smart guy.
And now he's paying comics that come out to the show in due time. So that's awesome. Get some a good amount of exposure and get paid. He was telling me about, you know, Cleophas?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cleophas is hilarious.
Yeah.
And Yeah, Cleophas had a story about like somebody on the bus recognizing him, like his hat from the show.
Yeah, Cleophas is crazy, man. Big shout out to Cleophas. Mostly all the comics and stuff, you know, I know because of Can-Can back in the day.
Really?
They all...
I never got to go.
No, I don't think you was around then.
I wasn't.
No, this was like, this was in 2022.
Yeah.
Back in 2022. So, and it was clean. It was a clean...
Was it? Nice.
They all used to... Big shout out to Gutty's, because Gutty's was going, was closing down. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do clean then just to still have that vibe, mm-hmm. you know, still going on in the community, in the comedy community. But back to Zach real quick. Hey, Zach, so you know we're doing that show that I'm doing, that competition show. And Zach came on the show, right? And I said, Zach, all these times, I said, man, don't cuss. And he get up there and just start cussing up his car. I said, man, come on, Zach. But the final is going to be June 21st of next month, June 21st. It's on a Saturday. Zach, bring that camera crew out there, man. Bring that camera crew. That's a good time to come out and get some good film, some good footage. And I may even give you about 5 minutes if you ain't cussing. You know, yeah. Promote your spot. You're going to bring the cameras. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I've gotten to do a couple of podcasts with Zach, and he's great. And he's like the easiest person in the world to like have on as a guest of a podcast, because he can talk for forever.
Forever.
It's ever. Impressive. I feel ever. Like I saw him this past week at Liberty Street.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like he was meant for the bucket, or the bucket was meant for him.
Oh.
They're just meant for each other, because he can take
off the top of the head, like,
yeah,
everything. Yeah, that's a cool guy.
I'm jealous of it, but I'm not going to lie. When we were both on the Kokomo Press podcast, I was like, man, I might have to like interrupt him. Just to like get some 2 cents in, you know, like just to get my words across, because Zach doesn't have to take a break, man.
He don't take a break, man. He get to going, man, and I start just be like, okay, and just kind of ease my way on off. And he still be, you know, doing this thing, talking. You know, he got a plethora of knowledge about just any and everything.
Yeah.
You know, he does a lot. He's a cool cat. Big shout out to Zach, man.
He keeps it going. So how long have you been in the game, the comedy game?
The comedy game, let me drop a little bit of nugget for a lot of people that don't know. So I started running my own open mic in 22. So prior to that, big shout out to Aisha and Nate Robinson. They were doing Funny Mondays at a place called Michael's, downtown Indianapolis. And it was an open mic. And at the same time, Crackers was going on, Helium was going on. I wasn't getting no time in Helium during that time. You know what I'm saying? It was other regulars back then, you know. Big shout out to Troy, who passed away. Big legend in the comedy world. And so that's where I started going. So that was probably like about 4 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Hell yeah.
Just doing open mic, going from the Funny Mondays with over there to Crackers, Blue Moon, meaning if I ever got on the open mic Helium.
Yeah.
During that time. Now it's like, oh yeah, cool, regular. Big shout out to Helium. I don't want y'all to bar me, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, dude. We were there. We were both there last week.
Yeah.
Dude, so, you came with energy, too. That was great. I mean, you command attention, for sure. It's impressive.
Been there. Been on the stage, you know, it's like, you know.
Yeah. So you get on, you got a good rapport with the guys at Helium now? I never had a bad rapport.
I was just new.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying?
That's where I'm at.
When you knew... It's like everybody, it's a pecking order wherever you go. So, you know, some people got, there are people that they, you know, kick it with. Some people, you know, just click up and do your thing or whatever. I just got to the point where, you know what, you know, I felt like I had the resources and the knowledge to just, you know what, I'm going to do my own shit.
Hell yeah.
So, in a nutshell, I was like, I'm just going to produce my own shows, the most, and now I just have everybody to come on and didn't let me come on their show.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah. Come on my show now. All right, you're on your show. And I was all, and you know, being a comedian, as you know, everybody wants to get paid or everybody wants to be a flyer. And so I was like, you know, I was like, hey, I got you. How about, you know, I so I was doing open mic, but I was paying the comedians.
Oh, really?
To, yeah. you know, be a headliner. And I ain't know nothing. It's like, man, that nigga gave me no headliner. He just started doing comedy last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's my show. I can have whoever I want to headline. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's what I so,
I love going to, like, open mics, and it happens all the time, where, like, the last comedian, whoever signs up last, they'll just introduce them as the headliner.
Right.
And
right.
then the person will go up there and be like, I ain't a headliner.
Like... He called them out. Like, yeah. I don't even know how I got there.
Yeah, they're just owning it.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to do it. That's why I love, I don't know. You hear a lot about how it can be, like, territorial and stuff, especially.
Oh, my God. It is. It ain't no story.
Yeah.
It's but, real talk.
I mean, that's why I love traveling to different clubs
mics.
And just clubs, crushing.
Yeah. You know, that's what you
just,
do, man.
You know, having a good, having a good set, people want to know a lot, you know, just have questions. And then it's like, all right, who knows when I'll be back, but look out for me.
I did a show with you at the
Colonial.
Yeah, Colonial. Yeah. You ripped that night.
Hell yeah.
Like, cool.
Thank you.
You know, everybody, we're going to always get to see in one form or fashion because there ain't too many open mics.
Yeah.
So I just be like, you know, somebody, people will reach out and be like, hey, let me get on the show. Or some people don't reach out because they think I'm hard or something to get a hold of. Yeah. I'm not. That's how I reach out to everybody. That's how I reach out to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you want to do the show? Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, we definitely gotta reschedule it sometime.
I got you, man. I got you. That
looks like a fun room, too. Like, I haven't been in person, but it looks like an uplifting vibe.
It is. It is.
Vibrant.
And you know, another thing is, because you do a lot of different diversity.
Yeah.
So the reason why because you come and you in a different element,
right.
In a different environment. But that doesn't change your material, but you got to change your material.
A little bit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To see what's happening and you see what people are laughing at and what they're not laughing at.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I got a bit... It's pretty fresh about, like, I'm, like, ranting about YouTube commercials and how they're so long.
Right.
But the commercials, or what I'm saying I'm waiting to watch, like, really varies. Like, if it's, like, kids, white people, and, you know, just, I don't know, people that
say it
soft.
Yeah.
I make a joke that I'm waiting to watch, like, Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, okay.
But if it's a different room, maybe I'll be like, man, fucking World Star or something, you know?
And that's the key. Little nugget for, you know what I'm saying, for diversities and you going to these different crowds. You may go to a crowd where it's all black crowd. I'm going to tell you a thing that I believe, my opinion, that brothers, how we engage with, like, if it's a white comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
Topics.
Yeah.
Not any topics. What's in the news? Because we stay on top of what's in the news. Especially entertainment news. You got anything about the news? We didn't watch it. We didn't see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just play off of that right there. You know, you good. You good.
Yeah.
Any type of knowledge, old stuff like that, this is my opinion. You know, it always seems to work. Because we stay on top of the news.
Hell yeah.
So, if it got anything to do with Trump, we already know he didn't did it. You know what I'm saying? We know he didn't did it.
All the Kanye material.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how you just ease into your material. Easy going. Like, oh, okay, you might know a little something.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude,
that's how it go.
Like, most of the time, I'm performing in front of white crowds. I don't know if it's just, I don't know what my audience is, but anyways.
as long as they're there.
Yeah, I'll perform for anybody. I don't have a problem with anybody.
Yeah.
But what I learned in New York, I moved out to New York in 21 till about 23.
So you're from New York?
No, I'm from here. Went to school in Cincinnati and then moved out to New York.
Okay. New York is a different...
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, but it's a meat grinder. I mean, it's just churning people out, you know?
Like what?
Oh, I mean, people go there and work themselves to death to a degree.
Yeah, it's 24/7. What about the comedy world? Because I know we have some comics that move out to New York, too.
Yeah, I went to comedy shows, but I didn't start doing stand-up until last year. Okay. So, actually, the Colonial Tavern was my first showcase.
When I was on with you?
Yeah.
What? Really? Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. Yeah. You moving? You already, you know what I'm saying?
I loved a lot of
material, man. You're a good writer. That's cool. Thank you.
But what I learned in New York, I moved into an apartment and I had a room and there were six rooms and I was the only white person. A lot of my roommates were from Ghana or some Louisiana. They're all over the place, but I was the only white person.
Right.
And I was a part of the community garden. I think I was the only community garden member that was white. And what I learned was, black people have so much more of a capacity for fun, it seems like. Like, just laugh with your whole being, you know, just ready to have fun.
Like, all over the place laugh?
All over the place.
Like, dude. You hear what he said?
Dude. I feel like white people are just like, they don't want to give it up at all. They're just like, fucking trying to hide it and shit.
Hey, why when we speak to y'all in the morning, y'all do this face like, what is that? Why not just open your mouth and be like, hello?
Yeah.
I work for the government. Federal government. I'll be like, hey, good morning, how you doing? And I'll get this.
No, bro. Like, open your mouth but not say anything.
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't even know what that is.
That's not a real greeting.
No, it's not. It's like, they just don't like me. I don't know. They don't say nothing to me. It's all good.
I think white people lack a lot of self-confidence sometimes. You know?
I don't know, man. I know some pretty hardcore people, man.
Yeah,
white
for
people,
sure.
Too.
I'm overgeneralizing, you know? For sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's the only... I'm gonna have a podcast, man. My podcast is going to be called Pet Peeve. That's one of my pet peeves, man. Yeah. Hey, if I'm talking to you, if anybody's talking to you, and they come and you know they say, hey, hello, how's it going? Simply say hello. It's not hard to do.
Yeah, sure.
Hello. You can say hello and keep walking. Hello! And just keep walking. But this, that's not gonna get it.
Just ignoring the conversation. You're not having a conversation. You're killing it before it starts. Dude, it reminded me of it brought me back to a spring break I went on in college. And it was a bunch of us college people. And I had a friend, Ty, who was super clean cut, slim, tall, built black dude who was hilarious.
Right, Ty.
He's awesome. And then my buddy Isaac, who's a good guy, but definitely not as extroverted, you know?
Okay.
And we were just all having a good time drinking and just socializing and whatnot, joking around.
Yeah.
And we were all riffing, and then Isaac goes to make a comment. Nobody hears him. Tries it again. Nobody hears him. And then finally, Ty just was like, yo, say it with your chest. And it was so needed.
At the right time, right? Say it with your chest.
Hey, it was so needed. It was great advice.
Say it with your chest, man. Don't be scared.
It runs through my head all the time. I know it's probably not the his original line or anything, but in that moment, the best possible advice.
Say it with your chest. I'm going to say that when I'm... at work, I'm gonna say, and I'm telling everybody, hey, good morning, and they do that, and I'm gonna tell them, don't do that, say it with your chest, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay to say hello, man. That's the energy you need in the morning time, you know. Yeah. You want to bring energy in the morning time you work, because a lot of people don't want to be at work, you know.
No,
at this
for
time,
sure.
Right? You know,
and especially in the morning. I mean, how many people are morning people? It's not a lot, I don't feel like it's. It's impressive. It's such a good expression of your mentality. If you're in a good mood every morning, I mean, you've got something in life figured out. Because Shit, man. Exactly. I'll be waking up and be like, fuck,
say that
work.
Again. You said, in the morning time, if you in a good mood, you got something in life figured out, dude, man.
You do.
That's what's up,
If man. You can wake up with a smile on your face, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Go into each day with, like, a good attitude, ready to get shit done. Dude,
yeah.
Go to the moon, dude.
I got 2 more years of just from... 2 more years, I have 20 years in the federal government, right?
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, so, big shout out to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm about to retire, y'all. Big Mike G. Oh, man, I'm 55. People don't be believing me. Okay. I'm 55 years old, born in 1969. Ugh. Virgo, baby. So you already know, I cut people off in a heartbeat, one thing a second about it. That's just how we do. Just keep moving.
Yeah, and I have a, like, my parents are epic. I love them. And my mom, extreme morning person. Like, she just gets up and gets shit done.
She gives you that energy, don't she?
Yeah, for sure. And she's all, like, super social, super nice. And my dad, he's extremely nice, incredible work ethic,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I definitely grew up with the, like, all right, if it's time to work, let's fucking work. Let's grind it out, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, learn to work hard and play hard.
Well, you got skills, man. I just found out you're architectural designer, right?
Yeah, I'm a architectural designer was my title. Now I'm an architectural project manager. Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? You know, architectural manager.
Yeah.
So he's watching and making sure everybody else that's building and designing stuff is on point.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. And now we are here at the firehouse, and you just, this is like a little hobby for you then.
Well, it was business, not a very successful business.
The podcast?
Well, no, I started an LLC and tried to go solo like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it didn't take off the way I wanted it to for, I mean, only fault of my own. So it is a hobby. Like, the podcast, definitely a hobby.
That's dope.
What was supposed to be going on in the back, that was supposed to be a business. There's been some hiccups on the road.
Man.
Caused by the podcast, partially. Man, it's a problematic podcast.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, I kind of lost a couple of friends last year. For a number of different reasons, but a couple of them was a result of a podcast. I think it's episode 8. It's called Trans Differences.
Ooh, yeah. Trans Differences.
Yeah.
That kind of sound like it.
Dude, it's problematic. It's a problematic episode, apparently.
Speak on it. Speak on it, man. Remind us. Let me know what happened.
Let's see. It was about 2 years ago. And, I mean, nothing instant. I put it out and it got like 100 views-ish. Okay. Nothing ever came up of it. I thought it was a good conversation about, like, I mean, at that time, what was her name? Leah Thomas was a swimmer, a trans swimmer that had won over...
Yeah, okay.
A real outspoken... Riley Gaines?
Yeah.
Was, like, a real spoken activist. And that was real hot. And we were talking about that, and I was like, I don't want women and boys, or guys and girls sports and stuff. And I had a co-host at the time who was very much on the other side. He's why we started the podcast.
Okay.
We're good friends, but very different.
Right. Well, that's usually how they, you know, you got to have a yin to your yang.
Yeah, for sure. That's the whole point of the podcast is
there
just
it is, there
displaying
it is.
These different perspectives.
Right.
And,
right.
Like, being okay with disagreeing.
It's okay, man.
It's okay, right?
I can't agree with everything you say.
Hell no.
No.
I hope not, dude. I can't be right about everything.
Right.
For sure not.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, the podcast is just to promote those open conversations.
Right.
But, like, a year after that, I told a couple of friends that I was, like, pursuing this business venture with about the episode. It just kind of came over in conversation. And they got kind of personally offended that I had put that out.
Oh, they didn't want no one to know?
They didn't want to be associated with me with those opinions. What? With those opinions being public.
You know what? Now here we go. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You know what? Because everybody gonna have their own opinion.
Yeah.
About whatever. So and so, at my young age, I've learned who gives up what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
In the comedy world, they've taken so much from us as far as being able to express our awareness, what we know, make fun of it, laugh. You talk. You know, I grew up with like Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? When comedy, you can say anything. You can say
that's
anything.
That's the way it's gotta be.
And now, if you say anything, like you said, you know, when you got a different of opinion of someone else, then that other side thinks differently.
Yeah, right.
They like perceive not to your say joke. That we're not to say that you don't have rights or whatever, but I'm entitled to an opinion.
Yeah,
they're assholes.
Yeah,
everybody has one.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's so easy to get, like, it's because of social media and just online. Everybody's just sucked into the online world. It's so easy to, like, feel attacked.
Yeah, you can say anything. Somebody that you don't even know will come in your comments.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I don't even know you, bro. What are you talking about,
man? Yeah. I mean, I respect people's opinion, but I'm not going to be online trying to defend stuff and do. I just want to have good conversations
That's
and
it.
Be
That's
able
it.
To say whatever I want.
When you want.
When I want, yeah. And so, yeah, basically my buddies
That's
were like.
That's one of the reasons why I got my own show.
Hell yeah.
I can say what I want to say, and I can say what you can't say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's it, but when I go to somebody else's format, my format doesn't travel with me.
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
now
you're
I'm on
your show.
Now I'm on your show on your format.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to say because that's your format.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
But then, well, how are you going to say that but don't say that when you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. So this podcast kind of my format, right? And they told me we were making a board game, and they said they were going to quit unless I took the podcast down. And I was like, I can't. I'm not going to do it. It goes against everything the podcast stands for.
They gave you stipulation to your show?
Yeah, right? And it's like, I don't know. I don't get it, but I understand and respect their opinion, and I stood on business, they stood on business, and like, I lost a friend of a decade, you know?
Wow. Friends come and go, I'm going to tell you, man. But you stood on your business, and this is confirmation today. Big shout out to you for sticking to your grind, man, because I'm here like, man, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
It's been a journey.
Stick to your grind, man, because you,
thank you.
If you try to be somebody else or what somebody else wants you to be, as you know, you ain't being original to you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, I'd have to delete the whole podcast because I can't just start censoring conversations that...
No, man, because I was hoping to come here so I could say what the... I want to say it.
Because
this was your format. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, Mike, they don't know you. Well, guess what? Here's an opportunity for you to know me and see that I'm a normal person that operates off different formats because that's what we have to do. Besides the fact working for the federal government is trying to bum rush us and you know, make us quit our job and all this other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother different...
That's trying times to be a government employee.
Man, it's rough, man. This administration, I don't know if it's your administration or who you voted for, but there are a lot of good points. For example, when you was talking about the trans and gender situations like that, I'm just a firm believer. No, I don't think that trans people should be participating in biological people's warfare. Like if you a trans woman, then go to a trans swim and battle them people. But for another young little lady, that's you need to take opportunities away from people. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, fighting and stuff. Like I don't want to see any guy transition and then start beating up girls?
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, beating up girls has never been cool.
It's never been cool, man. That's so, not a cool thing to do.
In your like career in as a government employee, have you experienced any other administration or like times this reminds you of or anything? Is this all fresh?
Yeah. Well, let's dig deep into it. I don't mind. I could talk about it. For example, when President Obama was the president. Mm-hmm. So he basically opened up he opened it up where, hey, look, everybody has their rights to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter what ginger, big shout out to all the gingers.
Whichever one of you gingers wants to do it.
Yeah, big shout out to you gingers now, because I just found out the gingers, y'all rolling with us now, right?
If you know, you know.
Okay. But anyway, Obama opened up more or less like gender, like same-sex marriages and
you know, I remember
that whole scenario. And you know, a lot of people felt funny about different things because at one point the federal government was like, you know, hey, you're partners so you can get married, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah. Cool, so you want to marry the same sex, cool, that's them. I was like, at that time, I wanted to find a partner because I wanted the benefits just like they was getting the benefits. You know what I'm saying? Sure. What? You can marry your partner. I'd be like, hey, homie, look, we ain't got to be together or anything, but, you know, let's just partner up.
Let's just sign that paper.
Let's partner up and get this money. You know, we think like that. Some of us, not all of us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. And so now this administration, it came along and it was like, nah, we're not doing that no more. We're going to take it. It's only going to be two genders, you know, male and female. And that's a whole nother big can of worms that you can open up or whatever. So,
yeah.
So really, my whole thing is, you know, to each his own. I support everybody. I'm an ally of you, him, her, them, we. Whatever I do, I'm an ally in, you know, because I don't have anything against anybody. Yeah. I think people should be able to do what they want to do. But that shouldn't be pushed on them either.
Right, for sure.
That's it.
Definitely shouldn't be pushed on them. I have no disrespect for anybody. I don't want to tell anybody how to live.
Nah.
I do want to protect innocent people and children.
That's I don't want them getting call. Beat up. Yeah, no. Yeah. That's just, you know, I don't want them getting beat up, man.
You heard the Kokomo Press.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, the kitty litter drama?
I'm not familiar
with it. Or, like, the kitty, like, litter boxes and bathroom conversation?
No, this is new. What is it?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not an expert by any means, but I know for sure in Congress in Texas, like, was debating, like, putting litter boxes in children's restrooms at school for those identifying as animals.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know, this was really debated.
You talking about, like, at the
school?
They debated.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to be a fairy, a furry, F-U-R-R-Y, yeah. If you wanted them that wanted to be an animal.
The argument is that you're not supplying bathrooms to the furries. You know? And so the Kokomo Press, like, 3 years ago,
right,
like, did one of their, like, satire spoof articles where they said a school in Kokomo,
yeah,
like, had a litter box. And they, like, made this whole story out of it. And, like, fast forward 3 years later, it's literally, like, in Congress. Like, the rumor...
They're debating that.
Spreading, like, there is some... I don't know if it actually happened in reality or
damn.
Not, but they, like... They inspired some that I love those guys. Brian and Jordan are hilarious. And I can't believe how big it is. I need to do more research into this.
They probably started that off as a joke too.
It was just a joke. It wasn't real. It was just one of those spoof articles.
And it just went viral.
Yeah.
And some people caught on to that and was like, you know what, now that you mention it, I see some people dressing up. Little outfits and stuff, talking about that's how they identify and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wow. I've seen videos. I was talking about this yesterday because it blew my mind. I've seen videos of, like, people at school and, like, they have another kid, like, on a leash as, like, their
pet.
Pet. Get the furry. Out of here, man. And it's like, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live, but you're symbolizing that you own that person, right?
Pretty much. You mean this with a leash on it. Yeah, don't get me started about people with leashes.
Yeah, it's not, you know, okay. What I'm saying?
How we traveled over here on leashes, so that's probably where they got it over.
Dude, it's fucked up.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So I can't believe, like, seeing there is a extent where it's like, okay, I don't want to. I'm not going to tell you how to identify. Call yourself whatever, but you're a person.
Still a person.
You know, so you're not a cat to where you can be owned by somebody else. I mean, marriage is like a union, right?
It's a union.
And I mean,
two people coming together, yeah.
Yeah, there's a like responsibility. I don't know if I'm comfortable being like, oh, they own each other or anything, but like,
when you got somebody walking around at least, here's my thing, man, with that. Because you're talking about school, so clearly they're not even old enough to make their own decisions. They're 18. Not even 18.
Not even, yeah.
So where are the parents at? Are the parents allowing their children to be picked up by another kid with a leash and taken on a bus?
Hell no. There's no way these parents know they're literally getting dog walked. There's no way, dude. I mean, it's one thing if, like...
He said if they get dog walked.
it blows. I saw a video. It blew my mind. It's one thing, like, I've never been a big fan of, like, kids on leashes. No. But, I mean, it's your kid. I get it. You know?
Yeah.
There's some wild kids. It's hard to keep track of them.
There's some wild kids.
So, I'm not going to, like, knock it. But if it's just another kid.
It's another kid. And now crazy. You're fighting for that kid to have a kitty litter.
You're like, my kid deserves a box to shit in. It's fucked up.
Come on. Now, come on, y'all. And these are the same people, I promise. These are the same people when you say good morning to them in the morning and they go like this.
Yeah. They ain't talking more shit.
No, they're the same ones. They go, what the hell is that?
Might as well have a muzzle on.
Open your mouth, say something. Oh, but when you say something about your kid, your mouth is open from ear to ear. Mm. you're open ear to ear about that, but that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And I got two kids, and I got four grandkids. They better not ever come, you know, because some, you know, it's just really, you know, we just need to pull it back some.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Just pull it back a little bit. You know, you throw that reel out there and you're trying to catch something or whatever. Pull it back a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, you can't just let them run. Because kids nowadays, man, they just...
Oh, dude, and it's a wild changing world. It's changing quick, too. Like, reality is barely defined at all, you know? There's an objective reality, but, like, we know so little about it.
None.
And with how much time we all spend in front of screens, just like looking at fake shit,
fake,
not even real, and then we interpret that as reality, and then we're just living with delusion.
Wow.
It's not good. And like the...
It's like walking on the moon.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Dude, if I
said Katy Perry went to space, right?
Apparently, I guess.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
And she went to space and came back as if she, you know, didn't leave.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was watching an episode on TV, was in the news, right? And you could see her trying to unlock the door when supposedly you can only unlock the door from the outside. So I'm watching them. Mm. Did you see that?
I don't know if I, well, no, I think I did see what
you did. You know, they was like, and they would tell her, let us do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Dude, it seems like if I spend too much time on the internet, I'm like, did we ever go to the moon?
Right.
Like, shit. I just saw a video of this like angry Italian dad over the weekend that was like, it was a video of the moon landing. The original guy, you see Neil Armstrong like taking the step and he's like, who's recording this? Right. Who got out and recorded this?
I don't know, man.
And I was like, damn it, that's a good point. I don't know.
Right. We don't know. Well, we had to have been to the moon. What I do know. I do know that the federal government does have, like, they're part of these films that are being produced, though.
Yeah, they endorse Hollywood, like, except, like,
yeah, they got their own little section or something in, yeah, in that regard. So, a lot of this stuff, you know, I don't know, man. I could, you know, that's like the Illuminati.
It's so much that there's too much between our own government, all these secret governments.
What if they approach you about your podcast and you come to find out? It's like, hey, look, we want you to.
Dude, I'm trying to get canceled again, dude.
So you gonna take Illuminati? So like, I'm out of here now,
dude. Illuminati, hit me up, dude. I just want to know. Just come on the podcast.
Yeah. God, I just want a podcast. It'd be forever and now, man. If somebody send you a bottle of wine, then you already know. Oh, they say don't drink it.
Hell no.
But if you drink it, then you know you we ain't gonna see Amos no more, man. Amos is gonna be gone. Your podcast is gonna be syndicated in 14 countries. You everywhere, man.
Yeah, could be. I mean, there's got to be, if you go through the podcast clips, if you make clips of the podcast, I'm sure you could display me extremely poorly.
I'm scared.
Like, I feel like the best way to grow online presence is now the meta is, like, short form. Clips.
Right.
TikTok, YouTube shorts. But I hate that form of content. I consume it. But I think it's just such brain rot, and you can just capture
it's
people for
brain
so long.
Rot, man. Yeah.
I've wasted so
sitting
much
there
time
going
on
like this. Can't sleep at night now unless you scroll.
Yeah, dude. And so I don't want to like.
That's
be
new
a part
meaning.
Of that problem.
No, that's the new meaning to Dead Sea Scroll.
Yeah, yeah, you just lost at sea.
He just Dead Sea Scroll. He just out there, brain and everything is gone. It's like,
yeah,
on a scrolling mission. Where are you going? Nowhere.
Nowhere. What
Nowhere.
Have you been doing? Not
nothing,
a clue.
Nothing.
Can't tell you a single thing I've watched.
No, just
I think I learned.
Fast forward way. Through life, doing this.
Yeah, you really do fast forward. There's something about, like, the more you do, the, like, slower you perceive time. Like, if you're busy, you can do so much in so little time. But if you're just scrolling, doing nothing, and your brain's not active, time flies by so quick.
Bro, like, you can get on TikTok at 5 o'clock and look at the clock at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, three scrolls later, it's 9 o'clock.
Three scrolls.
It's like, what just happened?
I don't even know, man. Time is real, man. Yeah. We fast forward in life, man. That's a lot of time wasted.
Yeah, time just puzzles
time
me.
Time elapsed, man.
I remember.
I don't even know if time is real anymore.
Dude, it's not. It's not real. No, like, I remember being in physics in high school, and, like, I respected my teacher a lot, but he really pissed me off one day because he was like, yeah, scientists don't really have time figured out. Like, nobody really knows how time works. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it made me mad that, like, he admitted that he was ignorant to it.
Yeah.
And then it made me, like, because I was like, what are you talking about? We know how time works. Seconds, minutes, days, you know.
That's how it works. Yeah, yeah.
But, like, when you get down to it, I don't know, I get really nerdy into, like, Einstein's theory of relativity and, like, the new, like string theory and stuff.
Yeah, that's
we,
really getting into it. That's,
yeah, how we're perceiving time and
time
the universe.
Time capsule shit right there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the, like, I don't know. Some people think we all experience time, like, individually, which is definitely true. It's all relative
I like
to
that.
Person.
Only time I think that when this is when you know someone got real time is when they say, "I got time today." When they say, "I got time today," that's real time. They really got time for you right then and there. You say, "I got time today." You mess with somebody and say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, and they come back with, "I got time today." That's when you know you in the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
That's time.
I love people of action. I'm just like, let's do it now. Let's like, we can now. Talk about it, but let's be take about action.
It. Be about it. Be about it.
Yeah. Have you heard, like time is definitely relative to every individual person. I assume this might be just a dumb thought, but I'm gonna say it. So like if you like say you had a twin or something, right? If you both were born with like and you put on like perfect watches, they kept perfect time, they count every second, it never like slowed down, right?
Right.
So like you and your twin would go through life and say maybe you both like died at 50 or something, you know, you both like met up on your 20th birthday or something. Your clocks would be different just because of your relationship with the world. It'd probably be minutes, maybe hours.
Right, right.
But you do perceive time differently. With like if you fly to Europe and back.
Right, yeah.
In a day, that isn't going to be a day. I don't know how to describe it well.
Well, when they say, you know, we travel back and forth in time,
mm-hmm.
I believe that. When I travel to California, I feel like I'm going back in the past.
Yeah.
Because it is where I used to live, but the time goes back 3 hours.
Right, yeah.
You know, so when the time goes back 3 hours, it's like, you know, if I leave at 10, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. So that day is just now starting there.
It's like an extra long day.
Yeah. When I come back, you know, we're three hours ahead. Mm-hmm. So it's just now.
Lost 3 hours.
I just lost 3 hours. But your body, theoretically, your body feels that, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know if it's because of I know it's because of the time difference, but at the same time, your body's so used to already manufacturing off of, you know, the Midwest time versus the West Coast time.
Have you, I don't know, I'm sure it's a conspiracy theory about, like, daylight savings time.
Yeah.
How that's, like,
why they even implemented. Change it, man?
Well, some people say that they implemented it as a form of oppression to throw off everybody's biological clocks.
Wow.
Like a couple of times a year. Just to like fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody knows it. You feel it for sure. You're like, why are we doing this? There's no point. We're just, what the fuck are we doing? Yo, somebody fix that bullshit. All right, what are we doing?
Why?
Trump, if you're going to do anything, just get rid of it.
If you're going to do anything, fix the time. They said they were supposed to get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, of course.
DSL. You know.
Ran off of that. It is not going to do shit.
I don't know.
The Illuminati got to him and was like, hey, daylight savings time's got to stay.
Something. Or having fire whoever's in charge of it. Yeah. You know, fire day.
Let's just all agree not to do it. If we can just, if the majority of people are just like, fuck this. No.
No, let's not do it.
We just need a majority.
Stick together as one unit, as one second, as one time.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got to think this through. Time's weird. I had a great conversation about like the months, like the 12-month calendar.
The Georgian, how it all changed and stuff like that,
Yeah, it's messed up.
It's crazy, because when you think about it, it's like, when I first thought about it, I was like, oh, damn, I'm not a Virgo?
You know? Like, shit, man, does that mean I'm not a Scorpio?
Dang, I was hoping.
I think it goes beyond the...
All my whole life, man, the horoscope has been wrong, man. They've been teaching this.
Well, the stars are bigger than our stupid calendar, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just because we have the names of the month, like, just off by 2 months, like September, that should be 7. What are we doing? 7.
It is.
Yeah, there's, I had Andy on.
New Year's is technically supposed to be in March. You know what I'm really? Saying?
Why?
I don't know. Huh. Just sound like it should be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, after we're past the winter, that makes sense. It's a new year, and then we'll end it on the winter.
Everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe if we live somewhere else. I want to live somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
So that way it's always hot.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's, and I just want to just
relax in the world.
Man, that's it. Just get away. Just get away and just relax. Not worry about nothing on the calendar. You know, but that's what I'm working to do. Two more years and I'm gonna see your podcast.
Hell yeah.
Gonna be an Illuminati. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I did a show. I remember that. And I'll be out there with a big old coconut drink, you know?
Yeah, what we do. The next one we record will be on the beach.
That's it. That's it. Make it come true. Let's speak that shit into existence.
Yeah. You know, I did visit California in probably 22. And it is an immaculate climate. Like, no wonder all the rich people go there. It's just because the weather's pristine. It's beautiful out every day.
Every day.
Temperature's always perfect. I mean, if they could just figure out all those homeless people.
Now, that is a whole nother... Yeah. It's crazy right now.
Dude, it's bad.
Man,
it's bad here.
The thing about Indiana and this homeless... You don't see it like you see in other cities.
Oh, dude, I do.
You see it here?
Yeah.
Where?
Like south side downtown.
Like, but I don't see it. I don't see all the graffiti downtown and shit like that. Yeah. You know, we don't see that downtown Indiana. They keep that. They keep downtown Indiana. You know what? It was only that one time where they was all downtown and that big old riot took place, whatever, they was breaking all the glass. But, some right cities you go to, you know, you got to pull the gates down over all the stores. You ain't got to do that downtown Indiana. Ain't no gates and they ain't locking nothing up like that. Right,
we're not rioting like that. That was a one-time thing. Let's not do that again.
I'm pissed off.
I wasn't breaking shit, but I was down there protesting. I remember that. That was some wild times.
It was. A lot of people got beat up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. But like Fountain Square, I can take you to some homeless camps, bro.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about Fountain Square. I was like, but the part that I guess I don't, they tell me, well, because you don't travel outside of the little square.
It's not far off, but
if
it's
you
just,
travel outside of the little square in Fountain Square, I've been hearing this. It's kind of,
and they,
it's a lot of meth.
They keep moving them. There's like, what is it? It's like House Bill 1419 or something that was like essentially making it illegal for homeless people to rest on public property. And it's like, well, where are they going to go? You're going to make them move until they die?
Dang.
Or you're going to take them to jail so for a fine that they're definitely not going to be able to pay?
Yeah. Well, you know, President Trump, he did just sign that other executive order, Unleash the Police.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
Yeah. Google that one, man. That's about where they're giving more attention to all the officers and letting them be more aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, more aggressive in some of these communities and stuff like that. But, you know, it's been aggressive for us forever. So I don't think that, you know, how much more are you going to be? How much more aggressive are you going to get? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you're already getting kids getting shot and killed. So, you know.
Dude, I got a great example that happened today. Okay. One of my coworkers, I don't have many. There's like four of us in our office. One of my coworkers was late because there was a shootout in his neighborhood this morning. And what happened?
He said, a shootout. This morning.
Right now. Right. And, what happened was, there was an off-duty cop. Our articles are already out about this, but there was an off-duty cop from the south side. I'm not sure about the neighborhood. But his car got jacked. Like, his pedestrian car, not his cruiser. Right. His car got jacked. So him and his stepbrother... The off-duty cop and his stepbrother chased after him, made it all the way downtown to Woodruff Place. They crashed the car in Woodruff Place and then had a shootout the people that stole the car and the cop.
Today?
Today. 6 a.m.
Holy.
And, like, yeah, my coworker was like, yeah, my neighbor's, like, had a bullet whizzed through his kid's room. Oh. Nobody was injured.
That's
besides
good.
The
good.
Cop. The off-duty cop, I believe, was hit and taken to the hospital in good condition. But, like, what the fuck is that about? No offense, dude, but, like, you're an off-duty cop, and you're chasing, and, like, I'm a believer in, you know, cops should de-escalate.
Absolutely.
You didn't do that. You definitely didn't do that. No. You could have called it in and gotten your car, whatever, you know.
Yeah, because where are they going to go anyway? It's not like you can get away. Come on.
Dude.
How many police chases have you seen where the perpetrator got away? I mean, actually got away.
Yeah, you see like one online every decade, maybe.
Maybe.
And they don't get the car. They get out with their life in freedom for another week.
That's it.
And then they're getting caught and bagged.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, so that
sucks. And that's just a misdemeanor, too, though. That's not even a felony. So it's probably why they get out here and, you know, try to outrun. You know, back in my heydays, nah, I wouldn't even have tried to run from the police.
Hell no.
I you know, run in a store and grab some stuff back in the day.
I shoplifted back in my day.
Yeah, who did?
Too much, for sure. Don't do it, kids. Don't do it. Don't be like me.
No, don't. Hey, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I'm not saying, hey, go get a couple of steaks and, you know, some charcoal and anything like that. You know, some bologna, some hot links and all that and throw it on the grill. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying don't do that. It's just what we used to do back in the day.
It's like... We used to have a lot of cookouts at the community garden. They're always such a vibe. But, like, the guy who ran the community garden definitely had a friend that, like, worked for the meat supplier and would just, like,
work for the meat supplier.
Yeah, he, like, secondhand sold meat for sure.
Yeah,
there was not a paper trail there for
no,
sure.
No, you brought it like, hey, you know. But I mean, we got them now. We got them now. We got people out there to be, you know, they go. That's their living.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, that's their living. Going meat, liquor, all that. That's their living. I don't know how they do it. You know, and you know, I'm not out there like trying to figure it out either. But unless somebody bring me a family pack of something. You know, for $5.
Yeah, right?
What?
Somebody comes to me with a deal?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you want to get this gallon of Martell? What? How much? Okay, yeah.
Just don't ask questions.
Yeah, you're not asking nothing, man. He's trying to make a living, man. I'm just trying to help him. That's it.
I'm trying to see if I hit all the topics. Oh, you mentioned poetry. Do you do poetry or people do poetry at your mic? Or,
oh,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of poetry, spoken word. So any of those artists like that want to come through and do and pop up and they want to do poetry, most definitely, man. Most definitely. You ever been to a poetry event?
I've been at mixed
mics. I mean, where it's just all poetry.
I don't think I've done an all poetry event. I've been to mixed open mics where people have done poetry. But no, I haven't done an all poetry event. That would be cool though.
Yeah, man. It's,
I have
it's
a couple
a lot
poetry
of,
books.
It's a lot of spoken word mics that are out there that do that, man. You know, I know Jess Wheel, he does one on Friday. It's not just poetry. There's other elements to his open mic, but it's definitely based in that poetry pot. And who else does it? There's a couple other, you know, you got to catch them. They be coming through my newsfeed and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely something you gotta look out for. The last time I went to a ribbon cutting for, it was the Cultural Trail, extension of the Cultural Trail on South Street. And there was a woman who went up and read a poem. And it was by far the best part of the ceremony. Like,
wow.
it was killer. I wish I could remember the poem, but she was from like some foundation that had helped organize it, and overall it was like I mean,
it could get deep, man.
It's powerful.
Some of them, what, you know, the show that I'm doing on the 21st, Saturday, June 21st, you know, it's all set. We got the comedy, we got the singers, we got the poetry. And that's $500 for the winner for each of those categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a $1,500 grand prize, you know. So that's going to be a great show, man. Y'all look out for that. Come through and support. You know, yeah. Cheer on who you want. Because the audience is going to vote.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. I'd have the belt. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm petty. I'm sorry. Maya, well done.
Go, Maya. Go, Maya. She's out. She's right. She's over there right now, just lifting it up. Like,
yeah.
I seen her on. On Facebook. She went in there and whooped up on y'all.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're on a show together. The 30th, the Quackers Showcase, the first full comedy show at Mucky Ducks. Oh, Aisha Brown's headlining. I'm opening. I think Maya's hosting.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna
That's in Greenwood, ain't it?
Yeah, Mucky Ducks.
It's Greenwood. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right off.
That's been picking up a lot of ground, too, here. Yeah. Steam.
Yeah, it's fun. I'll probably hit it tonight. I need to hit up Aisha's open mic.
Yeah, I've hit that up, too. It's live. It's a good stage, good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Good time, too, man. You definitely get a good stage time.
Yeah.
Good stage time, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because...
But this is my stage time right here, right now. I'm good for the rest of the day. I'm
get it in.
Go eat me some black eyed peas when I get home, man.
Let's see. The other thing. Yeah, you performed at Crackers, like right when you got started. Crackers was like the first place I kept going back to.
Yeah.
Like, I went to their open mic for like a lot of last year, and then... My first real show that I promoted was their open mic.
Right.
So I got definitely a soft spot for Crackers. I feel like I've heard all sorts of stories and stuff about Crackers. Did you have a good experience with it?
Man, Crackers is where I got started from.
Yeah.
So that's why I told you in the beginning, I said I didn't get too much time at Helium.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got... During that time when I came in, Crackers used to be the spot. A lot of, you know, and then I don't know
for whatever history.
For whatever reason, I guess, you know, Ruth Ann, of course, the owner, she was just always, I don't know, man. She just let me just do me. She was cool. I couldn't get on, didn't nobody else want me, so I went to Crackers and met a lot of great comics, a lot of great friends, did a lot of good things. It really gave me a boost.
Yeah.
You know, so like you said, when it comes to a soft spot for Crackers, yeah, I got one for it.
Yeah,
for sure. I can honestly say that.
Was Jerry Goble there?
He was there, but he wasn't running it like that. Yeah. I think the very first time I did it, I think Dustin Burkert was actually doing it. And then who else went after that was, I can't think of my man's name. He reminds me of Vinny. You know, Vinny Barbarino.
Oh.
I can't think of his name. What is his damn name? Dark haired dude. I can't think of his name.
Dark haired dude. Big guy?
Not real big. Can't think of his name. But anyway.
I'm not gonna be help here either.
Yeah, I ain't gonna start that. Anyway, that was, you know, a few years back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm with you with the soft spot for Crackers. You know what I'm saying?
I noticed on like Facebook, there's something in your bio about, I don't know. Are you a veteran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
United States Marine Corps veteran. Ooh, rock! You say I'm always representing the veterans.
Fuck yeah!
Right now, and I'm in the hospital. I do compensation and pension for veterans. So.
That's awesome.
Veterans out there need some help with filing claims.
Okay.
I'm that dude. Just come on with me. Yeah, nice. yeah. I was in 1987, right out of high school.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Gulf War veteran when Schwarzkopf and my man was, he don't recall, you know, remember all them charges they was facing. But, yeah, Oliver North back then. Yeah.
Damn.
He's like, damn. That's what Kevin Hart told. He's like, damn.
Dude,
like,
there's
old, bro.
Dude, there's not many people that make me feel young. There's not.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, I always feel old as hell. I don't right now.
Yeah, no. I'm the old cat, man. I'm old.
Yeah, you look fire. You look.
I try to take care. I drink a lot of blood.
Yes, that is.
I'm part of Illuminati, man. This
you
is all set up
to get you.
This is to get you to come join us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in.
You got to say good morning though. You can't.
All right.
Can't make that face.
I like mornings.
He said, "Yeah, I like good mornings."
All right. Well, you wanna cover anything else or anything before we wrap?
Man, I appreciate you, man, having me come through. You know,
this is awesome.
Big shout out to everybody that watched. Big shout out to my man, Hammonds, doing this thing. Did I say that right? Hammonds. You know, doing this, man. Keep doing it, and you know,
for sure.
I say this all the time, and I continue to say it every day. Never give up.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. Definitely check it. Yeah, your socials will be in the description. Definitely check out the Kickback Sunday show.
I'll
be there. Soon. Definitely got to make it out.
Oh, we got you, man. Don't worry. Pop up. If not,
pop up.
We still get on.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, you want to do the intro?
You got it.
All right, welcome back to the Friends with Differences podcast. Big Mike G. Thank you so much for coming on. Really an awesome conversation. I had a lot of fun today. So, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I don't know. What were some of the favorite topics that we talked about from your perspective?
I like the ginger perspective.
Yeah. We're quite different.
Gender. Not gender. You know, gingers, y'all with us now. But, yeah. That gender perspective. You know, everybody's out here doing their own thing, so
yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, that was great. I got to touch on both of our comedy careers and what's happening. Yeah, we discussed just general controversy and
discussed everything. We went from A to Z.
Yeah, we got some Illuminati in there. So, stay tuned for some conspiracy theories.
I can't wait to see your comments coming.
Me too. Yeah, flood the comments,
everybody. Flood the comments, man. Let them know. Let them know if y'all actually could see me, too, sitting on this couch, man.
Yeah, my floating head.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. Can y'all see me moving? Because my head looked black along with this curtain, so.
They're like, why is there a floating head and why is there not a head?
I brush my teeth, though, so you know they white.
Oh, yeah.
You can see them. I keep them bad boys sparkling.
Well, thank you again for coming on.
Big shout out to you. Big shout out to you. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
Enjoy the episode. Peace.